What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Fast and Flow podcast. I'm your host, Fast and Flow, otherwise known as Catherine Kelly, your running bestie, a New York City-based long-distance runner and certified personal trainer. And I also work in corporate strategy at a fitness company, so we are all things fitness over here. Today's episode is going to be the ins and outs for the fall and winter. I'm really focusing on embracing the season this year instead of fighting against it, and I have a lot of really fun what's in for the season and what's out for the season, according to yours truly. But first, we obviously have to do a life update. I did the last long run this weekend, and I actually can't believe that the marathon is in a week. It's Sunday night as I'm recording this, so by this time next week, we'll be done with the marathon. And I definitely am starting to get a little bit nervous just because it's so close now, and I feel like there's still some final logistics I have to lock down just in terms of what I'm actually going to be wearing to the race. And just going over the transportation and everything, getting my bib from the expo. I have a couple dinners this week. I have a couple runs this week. So just, you know, it's kind of coming down to the wire. And I think I really want to make sure that I'm feeling super fresh, obviously, for Sunday. So it's just, you know, this final week is really important about balancing running enough to the point that I'm still keeping in my routine, but not running too much to the point that I'm sore on Sunday. And I've tried different taper strategies before, but for me, when I just completely like don't run enough the week beforehand, I get out of my routine and my legs just start to get like really tight and heavy. And so I definitely don't want that to happen. So I want to keep my routine, but basically just run like half the miles I'm used to running. And I'm only going to do a tempo workout on Tuesday, and it's going to be 3 miles. And those are the only fast miles I'm going to do the entire week. And then in my Thursday run, I'm going to add strides in. But just stay tuned on TikTok and Instagram. I'm going to be documenting my whole week. I'm going to be documenting the entire race day. There's going to be a lot of content going up within the next week. So definitely just follow along and stay tuned for that. I'm so excited. I'm going to show as much as possible. I'm going to take you through all of my planning for race day, all of the meals that I'm eating, what I'm bringing with me, the runs that I'm going on this week, my shakeout run. I'm actually going to a Nike dinner this week. So just stay tuned because there's a lot of fun stuff coming down the pipeline. But let's get into the episode. I don't want to make it too long of an intro because I have a lot of ins and outs for fall. And the reason that I started thinking about this was I think I was getting a little bit of preemptive post-race depression. And no doubt next Monday is going to be a really hard day. I actually took off work. I know a lot of people that end up taking off work, but it's just really mentally draining and physically draining, obviously. But I think if people don't or haven't run a marathon before, you can kind of discount the physical toll, or sorry, the mental toll that it takes on you. And you know, you're used to having such a defined routine during the week, going and seeing your friends at run club, just being proud of yourself every week for training and feeling like you're working towards a goal and having all this structure and being just super regimented. And I think when you take all of that away, it's just such a hit to the soul for me, honestly, because I work from home, as I've said many times. So Run Club is my outlet. That's where I get to actually go and talk to people in real life. It's where a lot of my friends are. And so not really having that schedule is going to be really tough. And so I wanted to preemptively think of things that I'm actually excited to do after the marathon, so I can, you know, lessen the blow of the post-race depression, if that makes any sense. So let's first start with physical activity. In for me is strength training. I'm going to try out a couple different classes. Again, for me, getting out of the apartment is something that's really important since I work from home. So I do have a Tonal in my apartment, which I've used pretty extensively throughout the marathon training block, just because I want to minimize the amount of time that it takes me to do strength training, because I'm obviously spending so much time running and strength training is not really the priority. So I just wanted to do my strength training in my apartment. I can do it on the Tonal. You can do 200 moves. Every move that you can do in the gym, you can replicate on the Tonal, and it's super effective. So that was really, really working for me. But since we are not going to be going to the Run Club workouts, like I'm still going to go to Run Club and go to the easy runs and like run with my friends from Run Club, but I'm not going to be going to my Tuesdays and Thursdays workouts for the foreseeable future, probably not until when we come back after New Year's. So I really want to start focusing on strength training, but I want to pick out a class that is something that I can look forward to every week and something that I can still keep in a routine schedule. So I'm thinking about F45. There's one close to my apartment. I really like the idea of that because it's all functional movements and it's 45 minutes long. And I think it would be just like super time effective and efficient. I really don't have a big tolerance when it comes to strength training. Like running, I can run for 3 hours. Strength training, after about 20 or 30 minutes, I really, really start to lose focus because I'm not as familiar with the movements. It feels really difficult to me. I start to get discouraged sometimes. I start to like feel sore and like I'm not good at pushing through the pain threshold with strength training. I'm really good at pushing through the pain with running. And when I say pain, I'm not actually talking about like injuries. I'm just talking about when things get hard, I'm used to pushing through that with running. But with strength training, I actually kind of get nervous to push through because a lot of the time I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to be too sore for my workout tomorrow or for my long run this weekend. So I'm going to hold back a little bit. And so I'm just like not as good as pushing through tough strength training sessions. And I definitely don't have the anaerobic training that it requires. So like having your heart rate spike up and then being able to bring it back down really quickly and then spike up and bring it back down quickly. Most of my training is done in the aerobic state. Like a lot of it's done, those easy runs are in the low aerobic state. And my more intense tempo runs are done in the high aerobic state. But because I predominantly train for long distance, I'm really not training my fast twitch muscles that much. Like yes, in some of the track workouts, but even in some of the track workouts, there's still longer intervals. So I'm still not really getting into an anaerobic state. And I can even see that from my Garmin. So my plan as of now is to try a couple different strength training classes. I have ClassPass, which I think is really nice. I just have like the minimum membership right now. But again, F45 is close to my apartment. The classes are pretty inexpensive on ClassPass. They're not that many credits. So I think I'm going to start to try to go to that Tuesdays and Thursdays and basically just replace my running workouts with a strength training workout. And those will still be my hard days, but they'll be focused on strength, mobility, agility, and functional fitness. And so I'm really, really excited for that. And then obviously the counterbalance to this out is running 70 miles per week is out. I'm not doing that. I'm probably not gonna do that until next year when I train again in the fall for another marathon, but I am gonna run a half marathon in the spring. My goal is to break 90 minutes in the half marathon in the spring. I am probably going to be running the Brooklyn half marathon in May. So I will obviously get up to a decent amount of mileage again during that time, probably not 70 miles a week, but something around 60, 65. It really, really does help running a half marathon when you are doing high mileage because it makes the mileage piece of the half marathon a non-factor. I really, really attribute a lot of my success in the Staten Island half to the fact that I was training for a full marathon. So I will be ramping up my miles again in the spring, but that really won't have to, I probably will only do a 12-week training cycle for that. So that's midway through May. So counting back, I probably won't really start training until end of March or something around there. But anyway, in strength training, out running 70 miles per week. Okay, next one. In baking and cooking. I am somebody who really likes the idea of baking and cooking. I like when the house smells nice. I like when I feel really proud that I was able to create something from scratch. Like there definitely is something so fulfilling about that instead of ordering in from a restaurant. Like you actually spend the time and love and care to look up a recipe, get the ingredients, put it all together. And it honestly just always tastes better. It makes my stomach feel better. I just have a very sensitive stomach. So eating out a lot is not the best thing for me. I do genuinely love going to dinner on like Friday and Saturday night. It's one of my favorite things in the world, especially in New York, being able to go to a different restaurant every single weekend. I more so mean when we're staying at home, I think it's really easy to cop out and just say, hey, we'll just order in dinner from Chipotle or we'll just order in dessert from this bakery or this ice cream place, which yes, I am still going to do that. I love to try out different places and I love to do that. But it is really rewarding when instead of ordering Chipotle, you go to the grocery store and just get some rice, tortillas, some chicken and some peppers and, you know, cheese and guac and whatever and make your own Chipotle bowls. Like that definitely is so rewarding. And I'm not the best baker because I'm just not very precise with measurements. I'm not precise with time, but I move too fast and I kind of get careless and I just, I'm like, whatever. But I really do think it would be good for my brain to slow down a little bit, learn how to bake, learn how to make these like recipes that I see other people make on TikTok and Instagram, because it always sounds so fun to me, but I feel like I'm always rushing so much that I don't slow down enough to make it worth it to take the time to bake. So I'm like, I should just be doing something more productive with my time. But baking and cooking is something that I want to be good at when I have kids. And you can't get good at something if you don't practice it. And I think it's such a cop out to say, well, oh, I'm just like not that good at that, because genuinely anyone can get good at it if you practice. And so in is baking and cooking, and out is ordering everything into our apartment when we're staying in for the night. The next one, in doing a hobby for pure fun, out needing to make a job out of everything, or like needing to get good at everything and make everything a competition. So the hobby that I'm going to be doing for pure fun is pottery. I've never thrown pottery before. I've gone to some pottery places and I've painted mugs or bowls, but I've never actually thrown pottery before. And again, this is always something that I'm like, oh, I have better things to do with my time, I'm too busy. But genuinely, it's something that I've wanted to try for 3 to 4 years now. And I just booked a class for the week after the New York Marathon. My friend and I are going to go to an entry class and just see if we like it. And then if I like it, I'm going to enroll in an 8 to 10 week course, and I'm going to go every single week. And it is expensive, but it's something that I've always wanted to do. One of my friends does pottery and started doing pottery like 4 years ago and is so, so, so good at it now. And again, that's something that's like, I could write myself off and just say, oh, well, I'm not artistic, I've never been good at that, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, okay, I've also never practiced. I also think for me, pottery, since you get to walk away with like making something tangible, like actually forming something and building something, is a little bit better for my brain than like painting. I just think it works my brain in a way that is really like, it just works well with me. So I think I'm really going to like pottery, whereas I feel like I've gotten frustrated with painting and drawing before, but pottery seems to be very promising. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. My content is going to be so fun over the winter because I'm just going to be taking you guys around with me. We're going to be wedding planning. We're going to be doing pottery. We're going to be going to F45. We're going to go to Barry's. We're going to do all fun stuff around the city. So we're going to be baking, cooking. Just stay tuned for that because it's about to be a very fun time period. Next one. In, being excited and hyping myself up about wedding planning. Out, complaining that wedding planning is hard and takes a lot of time and is stressful. I, for the past few months, have really been negative about wedding planning because, again, I've been like, I'm too busy. I've been extremely busy with work. I've obviously been very busy running and training for the New York Marathon, and I've just kind of thrown wedding planning to the side and really gotten annoyed anytime somebody's asked me about it. But if I keep complaining about it, then it's always going to be this thing that's hanging over my head, this thing that I'm not enjoying, and I don't want it to be like that. I want my wedding to be a day that I really enjoy and I really cherish, and I have the opportunity to make it amazing. So in order to kind of get the ball rolling, I've been watching some vlogs from a girl I love. Her name's Rachel Ottenreith, and she got married last year and she vlogged the entire thing, just from like everything, all the decisions that she made, what she's happy she spent money on, what she's not happy she spent money on, her bachelorette trip, all of her bridesmaid stuff, like the whole day and the itinerary for the whole wedding. It was just like really, really cool, her makeup that she did for her wedding. So I've been really getting into that and it's been making me really, really excited. So in order to kind of give myself a little boost, I got a whole makeup refresh of makeup that I really want to use for my wedding look, and I'm gonna start practicing it on myself. I likely will still end up having someone apply the makeup, who's like a professional makeup artist, apply it to my face, but I got all the products that I want them to use for this like really nice glowy bronzy makeup look that Rachel Ottenreith did that looked just so amazing. So I'm gonna also just start practicing it on myself, A, because there's gonna be a lot of other occasions that are like wedding related where I'm gonna need my makeup to look good. For example, the rehearsal dinner, the brunch, the Sunday after the wedding, just like different things I'm gonna be doing with my bridesmaids. And so I wanna be able to do a really, really nice look on myself. And I really hadn't gotten new makeup since college, and I never was intentional about the makeup I was getting, was never looking into the brands to see if they were high quality. I definitely ended up spending a lot of money at Sephora yesterday, like a lot, way more than I've ever spent on makeup in my whole life, honestly. But I just feel like I really wanted to do a new refresh and it made me really excited. And I also feel like there are times that I go out in New York or times I go to a Christmas party or a work event and I really want to have a little bit of an elevated makeup look and I just didn't have makeup to do that. So it was definitely an expense, but it got me really excited and started to get the ball rolling with wedding planning. So I'm just really, really embracing it now. And a lot of my content is also going to be wedding planning. So I cannot wait for that. I'm actually going to end up buying a vlog camera in the spring and I'm going to start vlogging all of that as well, because I want the memories and I think it's gonna be really fun and then I can just share them anyway. So it's kind of a dual purpose. Next one, in, up with the sun, out, staying up really, really late. I am somebody who is nocturnal by nature. I feel the best at night. I think the best at night. I'm the most creative. I work very diligently at night. I get so much done, truly. It's not like I'm wasting time. Like I really get a ton done. But I'm going to lose a lot of daylight if I keep doing that because that necessitates me having to sleep in the morning because I'm not getting less than 7 hours of sleep if I can help it. And most nights I do achieve 7 hours, which is great, especially when you're marathon training. But I really am, I need to start going to bed earlier because it's just unacceptable to me to be wasting 3 hours in the morning when it's sunny outside and me being sleeping. And then the light or the, you know, the sun sets just so early at night and it's just not a good space to be. This is going to be a really difficult one for me, but I think once I start getting into the routine of it, I will have a much easier time. And I also think I need to give myself incentives. And so my incentive is that I work on Pacific time pretty much. So I start work later. And that just means I'm going to have a really relaxing morning where I can take the dog for a walk for an hour. I can read in the morning. I can just have my coffee on the couch and do my journaling and my meditations and I don't have to feel rushed to start the day. And that to me is so enticing that I think that's what I'm going to think about when I really don't want to get up in the morning. I'm going to start thinking about that. And honestly, there's probably going to be a few weeks where I'm not getting enough sleep because I'm going to keep going to bed too late, but I'm going to force myself to wake up early. And then hopefully after that just becomes too painful for me to do, I'll just get into a really good schedule and wake up early. That's definitely something really, really hard for me, but it's something that means a lot to me. And it's a really big goal of mine for the fall. Okay, in, setting the vibe, candles, tea, putting cozy coffee shop on YouTube, just having a nice ambiance in the apartment. I want it to smell good. I want it to sound good. I want to be sipping tea, even if I have to work at night or even when I'm working during the day. I just want to feel cozy. And out is just like rushing around too much and not setting the vibe and just being like, oh, it doesn't really matter. Because you know what? It does matter. Every time I'm stressed and I put on some music, I'll put on like those healing frequencies. It's like 528 hertz or whatever. I'll like just look those up on Spotify and I'll put on just some relaxing music. I'll set a candle. I'll like dim the lights, I'll get the mood lighting, and it just brings the vibe up in the apartment. I love putting on those like 8 or 12 hour Yule logs on YouTube. It's just like a fireplace on your TV and there's a little crackling in the background. I'm playing some light music. There's a candle going. I have my tea. It's a whole thing. So I really just want to take the time to set the vibe and to feel really good and really cozy in my apartment. That also goes along with decorations as well. In the past, I've been like, what's the point of spending money on decorations? We're just going to take them down in a couple weeks. But I will say, we got pumpkins a couple weeks ago, and it has been the biggest game changer in our apartment. We just got a few pumpkins, but every time I look at them, I get so happy because it's so festive and it's fall. And I just really want to lean into, I guess, more of that like feminine side, which is decorating and being cozy and taking things a little bit slower rather than feeling like I always have to be grinding every single second of the day. I think the spring and summer is a lot more conducive to like really putting yourself out there and grinding and working more and staying up late. But the fall and the winter to me signals just kind of almost like hibernating a little bit more, being cozy, embracing the season. And that kind of brings me into my next thing, which is in is embracing the changing of the seasons and out is complaining about the changing of the seasons. Yes, there are so many redeeming qualities about the spring and summer, but it's not the spring and summer right now. It's going to be the fall and winter. And this is going to happen every single year. And there's a reason that life moves in seasons. And I do think like we are a part of nature. We're humans, we're animals. And so I think it's really beneficial to be able to like align ourselves with those seasons. In the past, I've always complained about the fall and winter because yeah, there's less light and it's colder, but you can actually take some time to yourself, move a little more slowly, read a little bit more, journal, stay in and cook and just set the cozy vibe and don't feel like you have to constantly be pursuing, you know, the next craziest goal. And I mean, for me, this is even with running. Like, it's such a great time to just take a break with running. I really want to get into strength training, build muscle, and, like, you know, just completely switch my mindset. So I'm really embracing the changing of the seasons rather than fighting against it. Which brings me to my next thing. In, reading before bed, out, scrolling aimlessly on my phone. I have been a culprit of this the past couple weeks. I think it's because I feel like, oh my gosh, I worked so much during the day and then I worked in my run and it was so hard. And now I want to just kind of sit here and retaliate and like take my time back. And so I just end up scrolling on my phone, which never really makes me feel that good. And so I think totally I'm somebody who loves to watch YouTube. So even just watching a YouTube video, but just putting my phone down is, to me, that's a win, because sometimes I'll put on YouTube and I'll be like, oh, I really wanted to watch this YouTube, but then I'll put it on and I'll be on my phone the whole time and I didn't even watch it. So just being more intentional about not scrolling at night, whether I read a book, which is my main goal. I have to get some books that are on my list right now. I think I might start the ACOTAR series. I think the first book is A Court of Thorns and Roses. I really like fictional books. I don't really read that many nonfiction unless it's self-help, but you can really only read so much self-help. I haven't actually read that much this year. I feel like I burnt myself out a little bit on self-help last year, and I was listening to so many podcasts and reading so many books that it was just too much, to be honest. And so I've gone back to fiction, and finding fiction books that I love then just makes me really want to read them every night. So that is in. I think we're just going to do a couple more because there's just so many, but in, wearing clothes that make me feel comfortable. For me, I've really, really leaned into a lot more of like the looser fitting jeans and looser fitting tops. Like, I used to wear things that were just like tight and tight, just tight top, tight bottom. And I don't really feel like that confident in that anymore. I used to. I also used to have like a different body type when I was younger. But I don't know. I feel like I wear a lot of tight clothes all day too when I run, and I'm not really wearing that many clothes when I run. And so when I go to put on clothes to go out in, like go to a restaurant, I just don't want to put on tight clothes anymore. So I'm really leaning into clothes that make me feel comfortable. And then out is skin tight clothing. That's just not my vibe right now. Maybe it'll come back, but I don't really love it. And I feel like I was just trying to wear a lot of my old clothing, but I've kind of done a full refresh. So I've gotten a few new pairs of jeans that I really, really like, and just a few basic tops and jackets. So it just always feels better. It always feels better when you wear something that you feel comfortable in, because you just feel way more confident, and the energy that you exude the entire night is just so much better. Which kind of brings me into my next thing, which is in, being kind to my body, and out, picking my body apart and comparing myself to others. For some reason this week, I have been really, really down about my body image, and it totally goes in waves. But this week in particular has been really hard for me. Yesterday, just no matter what I put on, I did not feel good. I went to Nike to try to get some clothes to run the marathon in. Everything I tried on, I just felt like I looked so bad in the mirror, and all the jeans that I put on, I just felt like just were hitting me in the wrong place. And yeah, I don't know. A pair of pants that I got tailored were like too tight, and I was just kind of going through a whole spiral, but I just really don't want to be in that place. And honestly, I think it's totally okay to have aesthetic goals. And part of the thing that I'm really excited for with strength training is being able to build lean muscle, which like is a functional goal, but it's also an aesthetic goal. So it doubles as both. And I don't think that's a bad thing, but I do think that you have to come from a place of love and a place of just appreciating everything your body can do, which I do come from 95% of the time. But for some reason, this week was just a little bit hard for me, and that's okay. It's not always going to be the easiest, and you're not always going to be perfect, but it's okay as long as I keep reminding myself that I love my body so much, and it's allowed me to train for marathons, and I can't even believe that. So that's amazing. And then the last thing here is in, saying yes when friends ask me to hang out, and out, saying no because I want to keep working, or I just want to keep being really productive. This happened to me honestly a couple times today. I'll get asked to hang out with someone, or like go over to a friend's apartment for dinner, or go and have a puppy play date with Lucy, or just for coffee, or just something that's for pure fun. And that doesn't have anything to do with like me accomplishing things in the day. And I feel like on Saturday, I let myself do whatever. Like it's a super easy day for me to almost justify not doing anything productive. But on Sunday, I'm like, I need to clean the apartment. I need to do my podcast. I need to do my budget, the groceries, the laundry, the sheets. Like I need to clean. I need to whatever, like set myself up for the week. And I don't have any time to like do anything fun, but I really want to embrace just saying yes a little bit more and not taking myself so seriously. I take myself so seriously all week. I don't have a job where I have to work on the weekends, which is such a blessing. And so I just think I need to calm down a little bit with needing to be productive every single second. Because even sometimes on Saturday, I'll just like get into this train of thought where I'm like, oh shoot, like I haven't done enough today. I've done enough this week. I need to grind all of this stuff out. But it's like, it's okay to plan out what you want to do, but not overload your schedule. So I'm really trying to get better about that. And also just trying to get better about the fact that like I don't need to work super late every single night. There's always something to do. There always will be more stuff to do at work. And sometimes, yes, it's a necessary thing for me to work really late because we're trying to get a board deck out or there's a really big meeting the next day with the CEO or something like that. But a lot of the times I just do it to myself and it's because I know that I'm not going to be that productive in the morning because I'm not going to wake up that early. But you know, it kind of requires me to switch my entire schedule, but I'm not going to do that if I keep staying up late and working and keep feeling like, oh, haven't done enough today. I need to feel more productive. Like it's okay to just have like a normal day and not go crazy and work until midnight or 1 a.m. I really, really have a problem with living in moderation. And I think that's something that I'm really focusing on this fall. So anyway, that was a lot of ins and outs. That was more than I was expecting to go through, but I think those were all really good. I think in general, the vibe I'm going for is just cozy, staying in, baking, cooking, just being a little bit more moderate, being a little bit softer, being more mellow, setting the mood in the apartment, setting the ambiance, like being gentler with myself, being kind to my body and my mind, and just saying yes to things that are fun, doing things for pure fun instead of always having to have some sort of motive. And like, that's just the season that we're in right now. Come the spring, I'm sure that'll completely switch for me and I'm going to be grinding. And it's okay to take slower times. Like, we don't have to go crazy all the time. And I'm telling this to myself just as much as I'm saying it to you guys, because it is truly my biggest struggle to just be able to just live a little bit more gently and moderately. And so that is the name of the game this season. But for now, for this next week, we're focusing on the marathon and we're about to go hard in the paint, literally. So all of this is after the marathon, but for the next week and up to Sunday and on Sunday, I am going to be going, I just absolutely after it because I've trained so incredibly hard for this. So stay tuned for all of that content, as I said. And then, yeah, we're going to have some fun content coming this fall and winter. So stay tuned for that. But I hope this was a fun episode. I hope it kind of sparked you to think about what you want to do going into the fall season. I think it's really good to just be intentional about what vibe you're trying to curate for yourself. So I thought this was really fun to think about. But I hope you enjoyed the episode. Take a screenshot, tag me, share it on your story, DM me as always. I literally love DMing with you guys. It's actually my favorite thing to do. So thank you so much to everyone who listens. It means more than you know, especially if you listen all the way to the end. Like, that's just still so crazy to me that I just sit here and talk in my bed and people want to listen to that. So literally, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hope everyone has a great week. It's marathon week. I'm so excited for everyone running this weekend. I cannot wait to see everyone in the Start Village. We're going to crush it. Let's go. All right. I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.